would bow your heads with me. Dear God, we are just thankful that you went to an old rugged cross to die for us. You weren't too good to step off of the throne of Calvary and humble yourself to take on the form of man, and then to continue to humble yourself even to the point of death, even to the point of death of crucifixion, to pay the debt for each and every one of us. And we are so thankful for it, dear Lord. And allow us to just hear your word and speak to our hearts, our minds, our souls, and then let us have the ability to go out and live it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are going to continue the sermon series I started several weeks ago on living a balanced life. And we hit a couple of topics. We talked about how the preeminence of Christ has to live in your life. He has to be the top priority in your life. He has to be the main thing flowing through your life. All things should point towards Christ. And then a couple weeks ago, we hit time management. And then today, we're going to hit a little bit about how to endure the roller coaster of life. And I don't know, anybody had any emotional up and downs recently? And the ability, you can't have the ability to escape it. You just have to have the ability to endure the roller coaster, because the roller coasters are going to be there. I mean, you have, life is ups and downs. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to go through the valleys. The valleys are where we grow. Valleys are where our faith is tested. Valleys are where we draw closer. Can't live on a mountaintop, right? Can't always be there. Then you start to take things for granted, and you start to take your relationship with Jesus for granted, and start to become a little bit self-centered and self-glorifying, that, you know, things are going well because of who I am. All right. And so today we're going to look at a psalm, and this is written by David, and he is in a very peculiar place here. This is a time when he is being chased by Saul, and his life is being threatened. He's pretty much the most wanted by his government and his friends. Some have failed him. His name has been chanted as he came back from wars and victories that he won, and now he's the most hated. So it's a roller coaster, all right? But there is some biblical teaching here that can help us lay a foundation so that we can prepare ourselves and we can endure the emotional up and downs, and in the end, we can properly come out of them the way that the Bible calls us to. All right. And I just want you to know a couple of things real quick. Okay. That, emotions are liars. Okay. Emotions are liars. And here's the other thing. Love is not an emotion. It's a choice. Okay. The Bible is very clear about that. And in fact, it says that God chose to demonstrate his love towards us. So he made the conscious effort. And it is a decision, okay? And then here's the other reason why I bring this up, is because so too many times, especially like when we get into a situation where maybe we're going through some things, or maybe in the early part of your Christian walk, we start to feel those highs, those spiritual highs, and those can kind of become like a drug, to where you kind of want that high again, and you can end up chasing the high, okay, just like an addict. And what we need to do is to understand that we have to get through life, and sometimes your emotions are going to lie to you, and sometimes you're going to be, you know, you're going to have to go against what the makeup of your body, the emotional makeup, is telling you. because it's not right. All right. So in your spiritual walk, sometimes you'll go through periods to where maybe you even feel like you're not feeling anything. But it's those times when you have to rely on your faith, you have to rely on your understanding of your relationship with Jesus Christ that gets you through those. Okay? And too many times what we do is we rely on our emotions to make life-changing decisions. All right? So this is the Psalm. Okay? Psalm 31. And you can see here that he is starting out by declaring his trust. This is David. All right? And it says, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust." All right? So this is very mature person speaking. Starts out right where you're supposed to. We've hit that at the very beginning of this sermon series. And where does everything start? Everything starts with Jesus Christ. And if you're going to make it through any kind of spiritual battle, any kind of emotional roller coaster, you have to have the proper starting place. And the proper starting place for everything in this world is the glorification of Jesus Christ. In fact, we took the biblical understanding that your salvation is the result of Jesus Christ coming and dying on the cross for us. We're going to celebrate that in a couple of weeks on Easter. Okay? But actually, the ultimate result of Jesus Christ dying in his resurrection and his ascension is the glorification of Christ. Our salvation is in the process of the glorification of Jesus Christ. So just remember this, that everything in life is pointing towards the glorification of Christ. So if you're going to have a proper starting place, you have to start with the understanding that if you're going to make it through, you have to have trust in the Lord. And he says, "Let me never be ashamed." Okay? So that's the translation there. And also there is the idea there that don't let my emotions change and draw me away from my trust in the Lord. Does that make sense? Are we there? Okay. And it says, "Deliver me in your righteousness." So here it is. I put my faith and my trust in you, and I need you to always deliver me in my situations into your righteousness. Okay? Now, here we go. Now we're talking about a relationship. So this is suggesting a very personal relationship, because he says, bow down your ear to me and deliver me speedily. So you're getting the idea of someone who is very close. So he's relying on his relationship. He's building this close relationship. Okay? "And you are my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock, you are my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake." All right? So there you have it. That the deliverance from evil, the deliverance from trials and tribulations, it's not for him, David, who is writing this, but who is it for? Whom is it for? It's for Jesus Christ. It's for the Lord. Everything points towards the glorification of Jesus Christ. And it says, "Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength." So there is the understanding that he is preparing himself for the trials and tribulations, for the roller coasters that are coming up. Understand? So this is a preparation. He is preparing. Now let me suggest this to you, okay? If you're not in a preparation stage, you need to be. Because if you're going through one, then you're getting through that trial. But if you're not always preparing yourself, and you're not preparing yourself to handle the trials and tribulations of this life, the emotional roller coasters that it takes to maintain your spiritual maturity and do things the way that the Bible calls you to do, then you're going about it wrong. Okay? You're missing the opportunities to prepare yourself. All right? So, this is the preparation, and that's where it starts. A balanced life always starts with the understanding that you have your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He is your rock. He is your fortress. And He will prepare you and allow you to stay out of the nets, all right? Here we go. Now he's talking about his confidence that he has, all right? Into your hand I commit my spirit. This is a famous line in the Bible, right? Who uttered those words? Jesus Christ, right? And when he utters those words, where is he? Hanging on the cross, right? So this is a very, very substantial statement. And this is what it's saying, okay? And it's the same idea that Jesus Christ was inferring on the cross and he was declaring on the cross. And this is David saying, I place everything into your hands. All right? Now, he's got people coming after him, and he knows that Saul and his men are near at this point. And he, at this point, okay, is what he's saying is, I take everything I have, and I place it into your hands. Absolute confidence in the ability of the Lord to deliver him. And that is the same thing that is going on when Christ is hanging on the cross. Okay? He is saying, I am delivering everything. I am submitting myself in the fullest to you, God the Father. Into my hands I deliver the Spirit. It's not only that he is looking at death face to face, and he's accepting that, but he's accepting the job that God the Father gave him in totality. Does that make sense to you? Now here's where we fail, is that sometimes in our lives we get jobs given to us and we say, yeah, I'm going to put my faith and trust in the Lord. But listen to me here very clearly, okay? Sometimes we get into a place to where we cannot, because our faith is weak, our trust is weak, and our confidence is weak, for whatever reason, sometimes we can't place and put and commit ourselves into the hands of God and do it in a total kind of way, the way that Jesus Christ did. We kind of halfway do it. We kind of say, yeah, I really want to do it, but still kind of want to hang on to a little bit of control. We got any control freaks out there? Huh? None? This is a great crowd, buddy. Awesome. I've walked into the wrong church, evidently. Is this starved now? I'm kidding you. Okay? Boy, and I'm the same way. Talk to Ariane about when she was pregnant with our children. I went crazy sometimes. You know why? I had no control of what she was eating, what she was doing. You know, she was away from me during the day. I wanted to put her in a bubble and say, back on the beach. What beach was that? Panama City Beach? When you screamed, I will never have another kid with you. She announced it to the whole Northwest panhandle of Florida. That's a true story. It was Ryan Berry's fault. He drug her out there in the middle of the ocean. All right. So, into your hand I commit my spirit. What a statement. I want you just to ponder on that this week about how much faith, how much trust it takes to commit yourself in totality into the hands of God, completely giving it up. And the reason why is because you have redeemed me. Oh, love, our Lord God of truth. I've hated those who use useless idols. I've tried to keep myself in a different kind of way, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy. You have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities. You have not shut me out in the hand, and you have not put me into the hand of my enemy, and you have set my feet on a wide place. So this is total confidence, the ability to give himself into the hands of the Lord. And this is where the emotional roller coasters start to happen. And it says, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief. Yes, my soul and my body, for my life is spent with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. All right? So this is a place, and this is a situation to where the emotions are running high. Because here's what, see what's happening here? Is he's starting to fall into despair, and he's starting to give in. He realizes his strength has left him. And then what does he start to do? What do most of us start to do when we get into deep, deep trouble? Huh? We start to play the blame game, right? And at the end of the day, who's the worst enemy that you have? It's yourself. The person looking at you in the mirror. And some of the worst decisions that are made that impact you are made by you. And if I could just, get past myself, my life would be so much easier. And sometimes the blame game, though, gets drawn out a little bit, especially at my house, because who do we blame first? Huh? Everybody around you? Usually blame the ones you love the most. Okay? And then sometimes who do you ultimately blame? What have you done to me? Why did you do this to me? But at the end of the day, who do we have to blame? It's us. Okay? I am reproached among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and am repulsive to my acquaintances. Those who see me outside flee from me. You hear what he's saying here? And this is the place where a lot of people can get to. All right? This, if you take notes, okay, if you struggle with depression, if you struggle with keeping a proper self-image of yourself, and you allow that, to infect your relationships and the way that you act with people, and you allow that to pull you out of the game, all right, this right here, this is the biblical definition of depression. These are the conversations that you have with yourself. These are the thoughts that you convince yourself. Okay? It's my fault. It's all my sins. It's everything I've done. Okay? I've had conversations with parents whose kids are sick. And guess what we have to walk through? This is not your fault. Okay? They start to blame themselves. So I guess it's from what I did way back then it's terrible. And it's killing them, it's tearing their hearts out and stuff, but you can't do that to yourself, all right? And then it's talking about life is wasted, sighing, this is just a life of pain, of sighing, and it says my strength is failing me, and it's all due to my failings, and my bones are wasting away, and then he says all my enemies are taking advantage of me, my friends, my neighbors, when they see me, they run from me, nobody loves me. You hear that voice? You hear that conversation? Does that sound familiar? Sounds familiar to me. Okay, this is a conversation I have with myself all the time. Okay, and it goes on and think about the despair that is inside his heart. It says, I am forgotten like a dead man. Out of sight, out of mind. That's what it says right there. I'm like a broken vessel. This is a tough place to be. And the emotional roller coaster is ever present. And people, almost 100% of all of us are dealing with this thing. And, if you're not dealing with an emotional roller coaster, then you probably need to go see a psychiatrist anyways, because you may have some bigger problems, okay, than the rest of us. All right? So, we all struggle. We all go through it. All right? The Bible says, plant yourself in the hands of the Lord. Give yourself to Him in totality. Depend on Him. Okay? And that was the starting place. That was the understanding. And now he's being besieged. Okay? And then it says, but as far as for me, I trust in the Lord. I say, you are my God. So how do we respond to the emotional crisis in our lives? The same place that we started. By giving ourselves in totality into the hands, committing ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And that is built on our faith, and that takes a lot of trust. And that's why you have to be in a state of preparation so that you can be preparing yourself for when the stuff, the arrows and the swords and all the fighting from the enemy comes at you. You can already be in preparation for that. And you can be in a place to where you have your faith. You have it in the right place. You are prepared. You are ready. And when the net, as he said, comes up, then the Lord will snatch you away from that and deliver you. And it says, you are my God. My times are in your hand. You know what that's saying? Now we are looking where? In the future. My future is in your hands. Okay, everything I do is in your hands. My future, I give it to you. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your sake, your mercy's sake. So, when we are doing this, where do our eyes continue to rest? On Jesus Christ. And what is the ultimate goal of getting through our trials and tribulations? It is the glorification of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, if you can redirect your perspective, alright, and take away the look at yourself and the dwelling upon self, then you can pull yourself up and with the strength of Jesus Christ, you get pulled up out of the despair of depression. You get pulled out of those thoughts of nobody likes me. Okay, I've been shunned. People run from me. My bones are breaking. I have no strength. Okay. That's where the devil wants to keep you, in that place, and keep you talking there. But what we need to do is take the eyes off of us, because that's a selfish point of view, right? And if we continue to stay there and to concentrate on our problems, guess what happens? Those problems multiply, because you're harboring, and what you're doing is the devil's going to lie to you. So what you need to do is to change your perspective, change your point of view onto Jesus Christ. Because the ultimate goal of coming out of this is not that you're great, it's that Jesus Christ is glorified. Your strength is in Jesus Christ. You have placed yourself into Jesus Christ. You're doing things that were not possible before because you have placed yourself in Jesus Christ. If your heart is broken, go to Jesus Christ. If you're in a battle that you can't seem to win, go to Jesus Christ. If you've got enemies coming after you that are too strong and you feel like you don't have the strength to defeat them, go to Jesus Christ. And go to Jesus Christ not out of self, but out of the glorification of Jesus Christ. Because when He brings you through it, it is the reinforcement that everything in this world is about Jesus Christ. And that is what gets you through things. Don't let me be ashamed. Don't let me have these emotions. There it is again, the cry out. Pull me out of the emotions. Okay? Sometimes we lean into our emotions. Why do we do that? Well, the same reason that when you start to feel blue, what do you want to do? Feel a little bluer, right? I don't understand that, but that's the way it works. Okay? And you start beat up on yourself, what do? Put yourself in a chokehold. Okay? And then it says, don't let me rely on my emotions. Don't let my emotions overtake me. Oh Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Okay? Let them rely on their emotions. They're going to do it anyways. Okay? Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence. Okay? And then here is the ending. Here is what we do when he get pulled through the emotional challenge and the emotional roller coaster. What do? Praise the Lord. That is the proper response to victory in your life. Praise the Lord. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid upon those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust you and in your presence of the sons of men. All right, so here we are. Once you get pulled through it and you have the realization that Jesus Christ has provided you the victory, then it's time to give all praise and glory to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you're going to get back into an emotional cycle. And we know that once you get into an emotional cycle, that's devastating. The emotions will lie to you, and you can't get past that. Not on your own. So, this is a tough life. There's horrible things that happen. I told him Thursday, there's not a lot of sense you can make of certain things, but there are some things I know for sure. And that's Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ died for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us have the gift of eternal life because of that salvation or that sacrifice. It's an emotional world. We're probably at one of the most emotional times. What do they say? There's never been more access to information, but yet so many people are misled and don't know what, we don't even know what to believe anymore, do we? And we're at a time when hatred is at all time high and anger, and it just seems like we just yell at each other. And I know some of you are in a position to where you have to work so hard and so long, and then that adds into your tiredness and into your emotions. And you know, once one little ball rolls, here it comes. It's like a snowball. And it can break your heart. So I'm asking you to stand this morning. The Bible gives us a plan to handle the emotional roller coasters. Look at the right place with the proper perspective, with the proper goal in mind, and you will get through these emotional roller coasters. I promise you. The Bible promises you. So we come to the altar for a lot of reasons. And if you come up here, have do it in a respectful way. But we come up here to give it away, give away our burdens. If you're burdened this morning, come up and give it away. If you're dealing with something, come up and get level set onto the right path. If your emotions are taking you over, come up and let's get you on the right path. If you're celebrating something, come up and celebrate. You got good news or something, let us all celebrate. And if you've never met Jesus Christ as your Savior, I am pleading with you, come up and make the best decision you ever make in your life. Open up the altars to you.
Thank you for tuning in to Star Church's sermon. We truly hope that the sermon edified you today and brought you closer to the Lord. For more information about Star Church, visit our website at stargbchurch.com. Once again, that's stargbchurch.com. If you would like to visit our church, our address is 4925 State Road, 142 North El Dorado, Illinois, 62930. We now pray that God will bless you as you enter the mission field and bring His Word to the world. And as always, we will see you next time here at Star Church.